The first coach in the teleconference is Michigan's Brady Hoke. The Wolverines are 1-1 in conference, 5-1 overall, receiving votes in the AP poll and 24th in the USA Today coaches poll. Michigan hosts Indiana on Saturday, a 3:30 game to appear on the Big Ten Network. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Scott. You know, we were very disappointed, you know, with Saturday's results. We have issues that we need to shore up on both sides of the ball and in the kicking game. You know, the one thing as a coach you look for is how hard your kids play and the effort they give, and I thought they did that from a physical standpoint. I think maybe the mental effort needs to be better. We've got to execute better. You know, we're going back to work and started that on Sunday to get better as a team and coaches and learn from the mistakes and make sure that we have great preparation for Indiana.
Okay, thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Laura Smith with 97.1 The Fan.
Hi, Coach Hoke. I'm just wondering, when you scout Indiana, what do you see about them on film?
Well, they're number one offensively. You know, I think they're very dynamic. I think they're skilled position players. I think both quarterbacks obviously are moving the football down the field. You know, I think Latimer and Hughes are big receivers, and they do a nice job. And they got a lot of those guys from a skill set. I'm as a defensive line guy, I think they're very athletic up front offensively, and Kevin and his staff have done a good job. They want to have a high tempo, you know, to try and catch you off guard a little bit, so we'll have to contend with that. And then Bolser, the tight end, is a guy who blocks well at the point of attack and also is very crafty down the field catching the football.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question comes from Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, obviously you wish it hadn't come against you guys, but Christian Hackenberg was sensational Saturday. What would you say you saw from him, especially down the stretch?
You know, I think it was what we saw really all year on the film. You know, a guy who is pretty daggone poised, going to move in the pocket pretty well, you know, going to step up, good big arm, can place the ball well. You know, he thought he may make a couple bad throws that we were, you know, fortunate enough to intercept, but he can make a lot of good throws. And I think his poise and those kind of things are pretty daggone good.
And what about the catch that Robinson made there when he hauled it down on the 1 yard line?
Yeah, which one? I mean, there was one before it that was on the sideline where he did a nice job going up to get it, and I think the same thing. And, you know, going in, we knew what a receiving threat he would be, and, you know, he had an opportunity to make plays, and he made the plays.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schott with Spartan Nation.
Hey, Coach, at this point in the season, what type of adjustments to some of those issues do you think will be made? Will they be technique adjustments, maybe emphasis on certain things or the way guys are lining up?
Yeah, well, I think all that, Jonathan. I think, number one, you know, we've got to address the issues with not being able to run the ball from the tailback position, you know, and that starts up front. We're not letting fits get started, and that means we got to look at some personnel, and if guys aren't getting the job done, there's other guys who, you know, want to get out there and get it done. So that's part of it. I think, you know, we've really looked at what we're doing from a offensive perspective during, you know, the off week and bye week, and, you know, made some changes there. And we may tweak a thing here or there, but I think for the most part, we, you know, we can't ask Devin to run the ball 27 times. You know, you're going to get him beat up, and you won't have him for, you know, the heart of the Big Ten schedule. So we've got to look at a couple of those things, but more than anything, it's our execution of things that we've done for a long time, and we got to do it better.
And Coach, when you're looking at those answers, do they come from seeing things on tape? Do they come from looking at a stat sheet, or just kind of what you're feeling as the game's going on there on the sideline?
Yeah, probably, you know, obviously you get a feeling during the course of a game, and then, you know, you throw the tape on and you can see where some of the breakdowns are. Either way, you know, either side of the ball, any position, whatever it might be. But you know, either you're not knocking guys off the line of scrimmage well enough, or you know, maybe a back misses a cut or whatever it might be. And then, you know, defensively, we want to play a little tighter with our coverage, and we've got to be able to do that.
Your next question comes from the line of Dustin Dupriette with the Bloomington Herald Times.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good.
Good. You mentioned Devin earlier. Just over what have you liked and what haven't you liked so far? I'm sure the turnovers are concerning.
Well, yeah, I mean, the obvious things are, you know, decision-making some once in a while hadn't been exactly where we'd like it, but, you know, there's a whole lot I like more about Devin than I dislike. I think the improvement he's made in the last 2 weeks, even though, you know, I think one of the throws wasn't, you know, exactly where he wanted to put the ball, but, you know, I think you look at his fundamentals and his technique, he's stepping up in the pocket, he's doing a nice job of the mechanics it takes, and that he possesses throwing the football.
Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of Gordon Jones with Fight On State.
Yeah, Brady, I wanted to follow up on the earlier Hackenberg question. Where do you see room for growth? I mean, obviously he's halfway through his first year, and where can he get better yet?
Well, shoot, I think that's something that Bill can answer more than I can. He's with him every day. I think the kid, you know, is going to be some quarterback in this league that people are going to have to contend with. And, you know, I think the system is perfect for him. But, you know, they're not putting it all on his shoulders all the time. And so, you know, I'm sure Bill can answer that more than I can.
Okay. Thanks, Brady.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Andy Coppins with MidtownBadgers.com.
Yeah, Brady, my question to you is, you know, getting Jake Ryan back, it's always, you know, helpful, it helps their depth, but emotionally, what does it do for this team going forward, knowing that he's on the field and what he means to this team?
Well, obviously he means an awful lot, or he wouldn't been, you know, voted by his teammates as a captain. And, you know, he did that when everyone knew he wasn't going to be playing for a while. So, you know, I think as he continues to get game speed and game action and all that, he'll be probably better and better every week as we go by it, and you know, his teammates have a lot of respect for him.
Thank you.
All right, Coach, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.